I told you it'd be epic. Wow. 12 songs about brown eyes. Scott gave me a call and said, how about a set of songs about brown eyes? And I figure if I'm going to do this, there's two things behind this. It's got to be epic, and I got to have time to take a doo-doo. Because it's perfect timing. Perfect timing. And that's the thing about when you're a disc jockey. You have to learn how to time your doo-doos. First off, you have to be prairie dogging it. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to go at a moment's notice. So then you have, okay, let's see here. A reggae song would give me enough time. That's a good idea. So then, and there's no messing around, you know? No looking on your phone, no grunting, no nothing. You just got to get to business. Got to drop the load, do your paperwork, and get back. That's just rule number. Before, the old days, you could put on Stairway to Heaven or In the Garden of Eden. Now it's a reggae tune. What do we play? Well, we started with a reggae tune. No, we didn't start with a reggae tune. Let's work backwards or forwards. I'm always working backwards. Let's work forwards. We started the set off with the 3-6 Mafia, smashed together with the Knack and Van Morrison doing Poppin' My Brown-Eyed Girl. Then we did Brown-Eyed Girl by Steel Pulse. Henceforth, where the doo-doo came in. Ruthie and the Wranglers doing Sparkling Brown Eyes. Tessanet Chin doing Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. And I think Crystal Gayle made that a hit. Husky and the Sandmen doing Brown-Eyed Girl from Molokai. Hal Andrews, Brown-Eyed Girl. The Swingin' Neckbreakers, Brown-Eyed Girl. The original version of Sparkling Brown Eyes by Shane Fenton and the Femtones. And interesting fact about that band is that a kid, about 15 or 16, named Shane Fenton, started a beat band in the 60s. And he was a very, very energetic, very charismatic little kid. Well, they were just ready to go on, like, their first TV. It was a smaller TV appearance, you know. But still, they were going to be on television, like in Britain in the 60s. And Shane dies. He's like a little poor kid, man. He dies probably at 16, 17 years old. And the band obviously is devastated, but they say, you know what? Let's continue on, but let's make the band a tribute to Shane Fenton. So there was no Shane Fenton in the band, but there were the Femtones. But they kept that name. And that was kind of a bittersweet story. They ended up doing some really nice British, like almost kind of like Mercy Beat slash skiffle slash rockabilly. Some nice early rock and roll from England. That's Shane Fenton and the Femtones with Sparkling Brown Eyes. Then Link Ray, Beautiful Brown Eyes. And for those in the know, Link Ray just got nominated, believe it or not, finally, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after what? Like 30 years of being ignored. You know, they just ran out. They ran out of, they ran out of hip-hop artists. And they go, we must have put Link Ray in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not sure if, I'm pretty sure Dick Dale is in there, but I'm not 100% sure. And I know Devo just keeps getting snubbed out of there. So it's just an odd thing. But luckily, I don't care. Luckily, it's in Cleveland. Luckily, it's in Cleveland, and I don't care. Matthew Sweet did a great tune called Big Brown Eyes. Grizz and Fizz, Little Brown Eyes, a nice little bit of a rockabilly number. And we heard the Montessas. And the Montessas with Marcel Bertempe can do no wrong. Man. the band from, I think they're from Germany, and or France, that's right. And Big Brown Eyes, the Montessas. So there you go, 12 songs. So that's 24 brown eyes at you. How you like them? Okay, we got a bonus iTunes. By the way, you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, unless you dozed off while you were taking a doo-doo. All today's show is all the color brown, and it is celebrating the 8 colors of the Crayola crayon box. 120 years ago, first box of crayons came out, 1903. Next week is the final color out of the box, black, and that's going to be a great show, because I'll probably be getting a lot of a great request from you guys, and maybe a good request from Paul. I don't know. Maybe a good one. I can't. He's probably going to say, let's make the water turn black. Another Frank Zappa tune, which I probably have already slated. And then the week after that, we're going to melt all the crayons together and do gray, because it is the official color of the Pittsburgh sky. It is quite a nice day. That's the odd thing about when it is a beautiful, like yesterday. It was beautiful, blue sky, hot. It was like, woo! That's nice, but I don't know if this just jibes with me or not. Something ain't jibing right. It's beautiful, it's sunny, it's warm. This ain't jibing. Nah, didn't jibe with me at all. Not one iota of jibe. But it was beautiful nonetheless. One more, there's a bonus tune. This is the Hoosier Hotshots doing Black-Eyed Susan Brown. So I couldn't really very well play it with the brown-eyed things because... right straight to DJ jail. All right, let's do this and continue the color brown till 1 o'clocky. And then I'm going to be scrambling. And Patonkatonk is this Saturday. The following Saturday is the Millville Music Festival. And the Polka Maniacs will be playing the Sedgwick Street main stage at 4:20 Saturday. So 4:20. Yeah, you guys can know. I know Paul in the CBD store will definitely know what 420 is all about. All right, let's see here what I got to tell you here. All right, you know, each year, 40% of the food in the U.S. never gets eaten because, people are taking pictures of it. That's something there. The folks that take pictures of their food. I like to say, look what I ate. Look what I ate. And I like to take pictures of my doo-doo. And put it up there and say, hey, look what I ate. No, I didn't eat that, but it's been processed from something else. Guess what I ate. Guess what I ate. There you go. Let me guess. You had corn on the cob today. All right. Hey, 40% of the food never gets eaten. Wasted food and waste. Wastes everything. Water, food, labor, and money. Store it. Cook it. Share it. Don't waste it. I just say feed it to the wild animals. You know, feed it to the wild animals. Yeah. Learn how to plan, store, and cook your food at Save the Food, brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council. I always do that. I always like feeding wild animals, you know, by hand, of course. You know, you see like, you know, a grizzly bear. I mean, he really likes that apple you're having there. Just can't feed it to him. They're good like that. All right, let's see what else we got. Oh, 12:05. I got less than an hour to go, and I got a lot of brown to cover. Oh, man. So, here is Black-Eyed Susan Brown. The Hoosier Hotshots. One of the coolest things from the 30s. The 2030s. Thank you.
sunny spot I know. Way down south in heaven, heavenly Dixieland. Wanna sing about a gorgeous thing. Oh, she's marvelous, she's grand, but you don't understand.
If you can't fall something sweet in a gingham gown, give yourself a break and me, black-eyed Susan Brown. Who gives you that southern drawl when she comes around? Get you in that how you all, black-eyed Susan Brown.
Sugar stuff, sure enough, you'll get a thrill. You won't know what you're missing until
you meet her, who's the sweetest company when the sun goes down. No one but that heavenly black-eyed Susan Brown.
Yes, sir, that's my guess.
White or black.
Ho, 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 use your brain. You can learn common sense from a railroad train.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
as the peach pit said to the apple core. The color of her skin doesn't matter anymore. Ho, 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 can't you see? The color of your skin doesn't matter to me.
Brown baby with black curly hair, let those people stare. We are proud and take you everywhere, so let those people stare. What is the color of your mom and dad? Red is your sister's hair. Walking downtown, we have found that some people stare. We don't care, let those people stare. Hey, little brown baby, don't let your little bit of heart tear if some people stare. 'Cause we picked you out from all the other kids there. So let those people stare. Hey, you tell the sky, you tell the sun, we all loved you, you little honey bun. Yeah, baby, we're a-thinking their time will come. Let those people stare. Let those people stare. Little brown baby, don't let your little bit of heart tear if some people stare. 'Cause we picked you out from all the other kids there. So let those people stare. Hey, you tell the sky, you tell the sun, we all loved you, you little honey bun. Yeah, baby, we're a-thinking their time will come. Let those people stare. Let those people stare. Let those people stare. Let those people stare.
Ah, you must have heard the talk from the colony. A Bronxian girl put a child on me. Yes, the talk from the colony. A Bronxian girl put a child on me. The child not mine, so before I grieve, I packed up my bundle with intent to leave. I kissed her and said goodbye. You know she held onto my shoulders and started crying and sang.
Bronxian girl, stay home and mind baby.
Leave on, leave on.
Bronxian girl, stay home and mind baby.
I'm Bambaluwa.
I'm going away on a sailing boat. And if I don't come back, stay home.
What's wrong with you, Miss Ivy? Why you want to trap me with that baby? What's wrong with you, Miss Ivy? Why is it you have acted so nasty? We only got friendly in September, and the baby was born in November. Girl, you can't fool me like that. Tell me how a monkey could make a cat. I'm telling you,
brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby.
King Lua.
Brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby.
Balu balua.
I'm going away on a sailing boat, and if I don't come back, stay home and mind, baby.
I'm the girl, you made an error to be in love with a Yankee fella. It's better you had met an English lad, because I'm sure he wasn't going to treat you bad. The Yankee gone, now he doesn't care. He leave you with your baby shedding tears. Now you want me to pay the tax. Go and cut down your tree where you grind your axe. I'm telling you,
brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby.
Lim Luang.
Brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby.
Lim Bam Luang.
I'm going away on a sailing boat. And if I don't come back, stay home and mind, baby.
Ivy, I'm not responsible for a babe which belongs to other people. You can see I'm a fellow with a funny face, and the baby don't belong to the Negro race. If you go to America, you're compelled to see the real father. And friends, I tell you the truth, the child even born in a sailor suit. I'm telling you,
brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby.
Leluvai.
Brown skin girl, stay home and mind, baby.
Lambam Luvai.
I'm
woman mine, baby.
See my brown skin woman, tell her I says come on home. If you see my brown skin woman, tell her I says come on home. Lord, I haven't had nobody to burn my bread for me right since my brown skin woman been gone. If you see my brown skin woman, till I says come on home tonight. If you see my brown skin woman, till I says come on home tonight. Lord, my mind is all crossed, and my bed don't lay just right. Pretty brown skin, tell your daddy what do you mean to do. Lord, I tried half of my life, baby, just to try to get along with you. And you got me in all this low-down trouble, this low-down way you do. Look at yonder, come out walking down the road. Look at yonder, come out walking down the road. Lord, it walks like my brown skin woman, ooh, man, but I believe she walks too slow. Lord, pretty brown skin, tell your daddy what do you mean to do. I tried all my days, baby, just to try to satisfy old you. And you got me in all this worrisome trouble, ooh, this door low down where you.
I wonder what could be his name. He looks good to me, and all I can see is his fine brand frame. How long have you been around, Mr. Wayne? Did you hit this big town? I want to scream, 'cause I've never seen such a fine brand frame. All that I have is a broken down chair, but I would gladly make him king on my throne. Don't be a square, why don't you come over here? Together we would really be gone. Oh, he's got a fine brand frame. I wonder what could be his name. He is solid with me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. Beep, 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 beep. He's got such a fine brown frame. I wonder what could be his name. He looks good to me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. Mr. Wind, did you hit this big tone? I wanna
it roar. Don't be a square, why don't you come over here? Together we would really be gone. Ooh, he's such a fine brown frame. Honey, won't you tell me your name? He is solid with me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. Now, Robert Taylor, Robert Young, Amici, and Gable are all as fine as mountain sable. You may not be classed with the elite, and you may not be hip to that jive like Foot and O'Reilly. But oh, baby, you look like Hercules done up in bronze. And I know I'm a clown whenever you're around, because I'm crazy about, mad about, wild about your fine brown frame.
She ain't so good looking, but she lays that loving down. Well, she's 40 years old and she ain't young no more. She's 40 years old, she ain't young no more. But the way she loves you will make you come back for more. She left this morning, caught that morning train. She left this morning, caught that morning train. Well, I wonder if I'll ever see Fanny Brown again. Hey, Mr. Brakeman, come on back. Stop that train in the middle of the track. I want my Fanny Brown. 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 Look out! Fanny Brown is gone and I don't know what to do. Well, I don't know what went on wrong. Woke up this morning, I was all alone. I want my Fanny Brown. 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 Back. I want to hold her in my arms and listen to her backbone crack. Yes, I want my Fanny Brown back.
Some mighty sexy stuff here. Brown Sugar by Alice Russell. Of course, the song originally done by the Beatles. Before that, Wynonie Harris, the blues shouter, Mr. Blues, party on two legs. That guy was one nasty human being, man. He was a party on two legs. Did some of the most raunchiest rock and roll out there. Pretty much the first rock and roll song ever. He was Good Rockin' Tonight, which Elvis Presley covered. But Wynonie knocked it out, man. Wynonie Harris. I Want My Fanny Brown. And then that sweet tune, oh yeah, by Nellie Lutcher, Fine Brown Frame. Yummy. And then we heard Brown Skin Woman by Bo Carter, my favorite blues guy of all time. My favorite old blues guy. Love me some Bo Carter. And we started off with the Mighty Terror and his Calypso Band with Brown Skin Gal. And before that, we heard Johnny Starr, Little Brown Baby. And we heard Mr. Miller doing Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. And it, of course, winded. And I just have to say this out loud. This is some good music on this show. Usually when I'm doing these colors, it's kind of like, all right, I'm in the orange, I'm in the purple. So far, I haven't. And for it's very ironic, for a brown show, I haven't played one stinker. So, Yeah, once again, the show is all songs about the color brown. We're celebrating the Crayola Crayon Box. 120 years ago, the first box of crayons came out in 1903. Going through all eight colors of the crayon box, just because there is nothing better to do. I've ran out of good ideas 30 years ago. Speaking of 30 years ago, you can listen to Zombo's Deep Archive, where I'll be playing shows from about 13, 14 years ago. And that is on Mondays on this here station, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So it's got a little bit of drive time. So I'll be replaying super old shows. And it's really fun to listen to that because it sounds just like this show. It is so sad. I listened to a show from 14 years ago and I have not grown one bit. I haven't got any more clever. I haven't got any more wiser. I haven't played any better music. That's why it works so well. Because it is just like watching an episode of The Munsters. No matter where you watch it, when you watch it, you pretty much know what to expect. It's that unexpected expectedness. And what else is happening? Want some more music? Would you like some of that? Got to tell you about some stuff going on. I'll tell you about some shows. How about some shows? There's other shows here on the station. The David Pac-Man Show, that's right, where he gets chased by Winky, Blinky, and all those other political ghosts. The David Pac-Man Show. Waka, 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 boy, oi, 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 dwing, dwing. Ew. It started as community radio, midweek politics in the basement of some kind of radio station that you never heard of, I never heard of, in Massachusetts. And it's American politics and its society. WRCT, it's Fridays, 7 to 8 a.m. And I think this show is going to follow. It's away with words. Law and Disorder. How about that? It's a weekly independent radio program that gives listeners legal perspectives to their issues concerning their civil liberties, privacy. And I thought it was the show with Courts in Order. I wanted to give that show. Where's Courts in Order? Or Order in the Court. Or Courts, that's what I thought it was. But unfortunately, I was mistaken. Courts in Session. That's the show I wanted to tell you about. Your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. 2.5 hours. That's 180 minutes. Is that right? No, that's 120. Yeah, 180 minutes would be 3 hours. It's part of that. It's 160 minutes? Really? Let's see. That's 120. Then you add 30, 150 minutes. Hey, I figured, ciphered that out in my own brain. 150 minutes of rock and roll, country and soul with a focus. That doesn't sound right, 150 minutes. 160 minutes sounds better. I like 160 minutes, even though it's not 2.5 hours. 160 minutes sounds better. With a focus on new music and favorite classic artists. Thursdays, 8 p.m. Mondays, I don't know if the re-airing's different now. Mondays at noon. I don't think his re-airing's on Monday at noon. Because my re-airing's Monday at 3 to 6 p.m. And that's Zombo's Deep Archive. So I don't know if his re-airing is, but the real show is Thursdays at 8 p.m. All right, you good? Y'all good? Y'all good. It's all right? Oh, yeah. Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, celebrating the color brown. And I am surprised it is a tasty color. It is very, very tasty tunes I've been playing today. Golden brown, I must say so. All right, let's get a little dark, dark brown and creepy with Fat Joey Brown by Johnny Dowd. Zombo in your brain, WRCT, in the Pittsburgh.
found a cow suckling a serpent, and a brown ape clanking a heavy chain. Said Farmer Emmerich to the ape, never ask me to come into this barn again. So Farmer Emmerich caught the serpent and the brown ape in a cage and took them into his house. He fed the snake a vat of milk, and when the ape rattled his chain, he tossed the ape mouse. So villagers found out that Farmer Emmerich was nurturing a serpent, descended upon his farm, all rubbered in their blindness. They dragged the snake outside, chopped it open with an axe, and the ground soaked in the milk of human kindness. But the brown ape escaped and was heard to roam the ranges, clanking its heavy chain down in the valley. That sang to his friend, we may never see again.
3-3-5-5-4-4-5, yeah, we'll break it 1-9 in a big 10-4. Trucker Brown, Trucker Brown, he's a clown, that Trucker Brown.
Every Smokey always picking on me.
That's him on the CB, I know that's him. Yelling Smokey at your front door, heading down at East End. Trucker Brown, Trucker Brown, he's a clown, that Trucker Brown. He's gonna get stopped, just you wait and see.
Why's every Smokey always picking on me?
Who's always speeding down the road? Who's always blowing clouds of smoke? Who's always turning red rocks? Yeah, who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you! Walks in the truck stop, cool and slow. Hits on the waitress, then heads on down the road. Trucker Brown, Trucker Brown, he's a clown, that Trucker Brown. He's gonna get stopped, just you wait and see.
Every Smokey always picking on me.
On the waitress, then heads on down the road. Trucker Brown, Trucker Brown, he's a clown, that Trucker Brown. He's gonna get stopped, just you wait and see.
Why's every Smokey always picking on me?
Yeah. so bad I might as well have been around for him. You broke my heart for me. Well, I hope he has you on the ground, begging with him, asking him to be. You know you're always on the ground. And when I think of all those lies that you told, things that were untrue, don't you know, little girl, that's the only thing that'll ever make me blue. Wow!
All right, count on Deke to knock it out, man. That was Deke Dickerson when he was with Sonic Youth. Before he got into rockabilly, he was a garage rocker. Untamed Youth, from Missouri. Only good thing came out of Missouri. Maybe they had one president. He was a good guy. Anyhow, that was Untamed Youth with Brown Paper Sack. We heard Chris Sprague of the Sprague Brothers. Also a guy that actually plays with Deke Dickerson quite a bit. That was Trucker Brown. And then we heard Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds doing the Fable of the Brown Ape. And Johnny Dowd did Fat Joy Brown. Nick Cave. Everybody makes this big deal about Nick Cave. Oh, Nick Cave, he's a genius. Nick Cave's amazing. Nick Cave is one of the most amazing minds of our time. He is one of the last guys in the world I'd ever want to hang out with. Hanging out with Nick Cave would probably be one of the most depressing evenings ever. I mean, Johnny Dowd's kind of dark, but at least Johnny Dowd, like, is an alcoholic, and Johnny Dowd's kind of fun to hang out with. Nick Cave is just, for example, like, you're hanging out with Nick Cave, and Nick goes, "Hey, I have a joke for you." And I go, "Okay, hanging out with Nick Cave. Nick Cave, tell us a joke. I have a joke." Guy walks into a bar, yeah? And he goes, and he orders a Seagram's and Seven, and the guy gives him a Seagram's and Seven. This is a 7-Up, not two things a Seagram. Yeah, Nick, I know. And he pulls out the money, and all this money comes out of his pocket. And the bartender goes, "Wow! Wow, that's great. You look at that. Look how that money came out of your pocket. Let me help you pick it up." He goes, "Nah, that's all right. Outside of this bar, there was a genie." And he goes, "Yeah? Yeah, a big, gothic, colossal genie appeared." "Yeah? And he said, you have 3 wishes, but remember, each one of these wishes has responsibility. Each one of these wishes has repercussions. I'm going to take them very literally. What you wish for is what you get." And the guy goes, "Wow, that's amazing." He goes, yeah. And he starts putting the money back in his pocket, and he turns sideways. And the guy sees he has half a snake on his face. So, whoa! He doesn't say anything. He sees he's got half this snake, this big, like, snake, just swirling on one half of his face. And the guy's picking up his money, puts it back in his pocket. He goes, "Wow." He goes, "Yeah." Then I asked that genie for a second wish. And the genie told me, "Your wishes will be taken very literally. Your wishes will have repercussions. My second wish, I wished for a beautiful house and all of my friends, rooms for all of my friends and all of my, everybody, just a big, beautiful house that they could all live in." And the genie made it happen. So I have this big, beautiful house, all my friends. And he turns to his side and scratches part of that snake on his face. And he says, I'll have another 7 and 7. He pulls out more money. More money comes out of his pocket. He goes, oh, just don't forget about that. That was my first wish. I wished for these pants never to have no money in them. Always have money in these pockets. So I asked for my third wish. And the bartender is just aghast. And he's just, what is the third wish? What was your third wish? And the guy goes, I wish I had half a snake on my face. That's Sir Bob. That's Sir Bob. Here is, we got 10 minutes. I wasted 5 minutes on a dumb Nick Cave joke. Why, you? Let's see what we got here. We got Brown Lullaby by Black Mekon. Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. And black is next week's color. So next week's show is all songs with the color black. Let's see what this is all about. Now, I'm bound to hit a bad tune sooner or later. Man, I've been knocking it out today. And there's the bad song. P.U. All right, let's go to Bombay the Hard Way, Fear of a Brown Planet. Yeah! Dig that bad boy. Kind of like the Indian version of Mission Impossible. We'll be right back.
love her, she loved me. We go down to the sea, bringing earth to the air in our brown submarine.
Nope, ain't gonna happen. Beach, this is the Brown Bomber by the Henchmen. Got a few minutes to go. All right, here's where it starts swirling down the toilet. Yeah, this ain't doing the force. So, gotta wind down with the worst Brown song. That is correct. Gonna wind down the show with a big Brown turd. A Brown turd of a song. Yeah, that's right. Bad, Bad Leroy Brown by Frank Sinatra. Next week is Black, where I'll be back. In your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Yeah. Remaining in your brain.
Well, the south side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more than trouble, he stood about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the studs, they call him Sir. And he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old Chicago. And meaner than a junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler. And he liked his fancy clothes. He liked to wave his diamond rings in front of everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental. He got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun.
There you go. Bad, bad Leroy Brown. But you don't have to call him Leroy. You can call him Jay. Or you can call him Ray. Or you can call him Ronnie. Or you can call him Johnny. Or you can call me RJ. Or you can call me RJJ. Or you can call me RJJ Jr. But you doesn't have to call me old. Something going out to the late, great Bill Saluga. Well, it looks like I'm about out of time here. Sorry, Frank. Oh, God, I hate this song. Jim Croce just did not die early enough. What can I tell you? All right, we're going to fade this out. And I'm going to remain in your brain. Let's see what comes up. Let's see if it's either a Firefly show or Away With Words. Either way, this is WRCT Pittsburgh's I'm in your brain. I remain in your brain.
Wait until I drive all these foolish tears right out my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious cause true love is so hard.
T. Pittsburgh.
Swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man, man cub, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, too. You'll see it's true.
Shoo-bidi-doo.
An ape like me.
Scooby-dooby-dooby.
Can learn to be human too.
What?
you're part of the deal, cuz. Laid a secret on me, a man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
WRCT